Good evening. We've got a wonderful day, Lord's Day, so I'm only very full. At least we have the opportunity to go to be full. We've seen the Bible study and worship services. Exactly, I love the way beautiful church, especially in this home, this is another example of past meetings and there's something to do. And each year, every Sunday afternoon, deal with all the issues of coming to their church. We're so grateful for them and for you. We hope that you have a wonderful week preparing your last minute preparations for the holidays. Hope you always are able to find a new part of the lesson at Walmart and other places that you might need to go. 15-year-old boy was getting his driver's permit in preparation to get his driver's license. He went to his father, as he naturally would, and said, "No, Dad, I don't have my driver's permit about getting a license. I sure like keys more than any car." The father said, "Well, I have three things I want you to work on." He said, "You know that you can make better verdicts, and you know that you need to use your mind more. I want you to get that haircut. I'm a little tired of your hair being as long as it is." So that's when the boy comes back. And he says, "Dad, you know, I've been making better grades." He said, "Yes, son, you're right. And you know that I've been reading my Bible every single night." And he said, "Yes, I'm more proud of that than anything else." And he said, "You sure have gotten the haircut?" And the boy said, "No, I've read my Bible, Dad. I've noticed that most of those guys, including the Lord, have long hair." And the father said, "Yes, and they walk everywhere they live." That's true of our story tonight. Comes from the master's table. I love during the Christmas holidays to feature a series of lessons on the life of the Lord. In fact, that would be appropriate at any time of the year. This is the first of the three on that idea of snapshots of Jesus, and in particular, snapshots of Jesus in the course of ministry. Most of the time, this Galilean ministry, where Matthew, for instance, spends much more time telling us of that ministry. John spends more time telling us of Judean ministry, which gives a lot of insight and information that we do not normally have. One of the reasons why I love the stories, all four of them that are given to us at the worst time on the earth, are those unknown, or would have been unknown characters, and a lot of times unnamed characters, who display tremendous faith, which you and I should be striving to imitate every single day. I think of the centurion of Capernaum, who had a servant who was very much concerned about, loved his servant, and he asked the Lord to come, or at least not to come, but just to say the word, and servant lived. And the Lord is about to pay full direction of his own. And the man says, No, I feel no authority. I have men under me. When I say go, they go. When I say come, they come." All you have to do is jump out. All you have to do is say the word, and my servant will. And the Lord says, "I've not seen a day like this in all Israel." In other words, Israel is where that I should be seeing great faith, but I'm not finding it. I'm not seeing it. Guy who's a Gentile, with us today. This is the only account that we have of the Lord leading Israel for a little while. We're going outside the boundaries of Israel and going into a neighboring country. In the time of our story, Tyre and Sidon belonged to the Roman governing force. Was the Roman province of the nation of Syria. If you read a little bit about the modern situation in Lebanon, in particular in Tyre and Sidon and southern Lebanon, not only beautiful and coming coast, you read about how that President Assad of Syria sent some thousands of troops from years ago to make sure that no area of Lebanon. But anyway, back to the point of signing a location on the ball back because that's what comes into the involvement from there. Compilation of the Old Testament name for Lebanon, which would be Phoenicia. So Syria, Phoenicia, signed a location. Mark says that not only is she a Canaanite woman, as Matthew does, Mark says in Mark 7, the other story of her is in Mark 7, 24, 30. And that's what he says about her, that she was a Gentile and she was a Greek. In other words, like that centurion from Capernaum, she literally had no right access to the Lord, or certainly no hope of anything happening according to her needs. And yet the Lord is deeply touched by her. Why is it that the Lord took a Greek message? Mark says in Mark 7, 24, that he wanted no one to know where he was. Do you know how to do that? Have you had those times and days where you really need to get away? I can tell you that if I get on the phone over the Yankees, they all stay in the classroom for a while after the class is over, just have some private meditation. Thank you. for himself and for his comfort. So, this way, the entire opening morning, the Gentile, Jesus' blessed daughter, comes to him with a request. Have mercy on me, Lord, to thee. One of you uses the term Lord to me, a very polite greeting, like you might use sir. Sir, Lord. But because she also calls him some of the things, she must have learned something about the Jewish faith. And she knew that one of the titles that Messiah would wear in the game would be some of the things, because he was a descendant of King David in the tribe of Judah. So she seems to have knowledge of that. And then she addresses him with tremendous respect, Lord, Son of David. By the way, in all the Old Testament, New Testament, there are 103 different titles or names for the Son of God named Jesus. Son of David, Son of Man, Son of God, and they go on and on. It's one of those terms. My daughter is not just being possessed, but I cannot imagine someone being demon-possessed who is not cruel to self. You have to lose control of your body, not your life. You have no control over it. They speak through you. They act through you. And obviously, daughter, like this fire in chapter 17, is born in anything for a daughter. In man's case, for a son. Anything begins to care when she hears that Jesus, the miracle worker, but also the teacher of great lessons from God, is in her town. And she's going to find him. And so a lot of people find him is this woman who turns out to be one of the great persons of faith in all of Scripture. We see characteristics of God first in the beginning of the story. And we know he doesn't answer. And even though the apostles say, send her away, she's bothering us. There were other times when the apostles said things like that. And you can imagine their impatience. I'm sure one of the roles that the apostles had was probably shut over. Especially against the thousands that crowd around him. And remember the sweet story of the lady, also a great lady, who had been with the problem for 12 years. And that's the trait that she said, if I could just touch the wound of God, I would be well. I would be older. And she was. Some of her people like that all the time. And the apostles felt like the lady was shooting in the way. She asked for mercy. And the Lord is not responding to her at all. She comes in great reverence and in great respect as she not only calls him Lord, we're taking that to mean in the divine sense rather than to mean like sir, but Lord, Son of David, the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior of Israel. One of the advantages of that appears, otherwise she will not have. He has not been there before, he will not be there again. In fact, he's not very, very well. So she comes worshiping him. Matthew later says she will bow down and continue to beg and plead, as he does not appear to be giving her any interest or attention at all. Very much unlike the appears on the surface of Jesus that we know and love from so many other stories that we read in Scripture. She found with great persistence. The Lord was trying to say no. The Lord had talked about going to the commission and all that. She's not going to be accepted. It's her daughter. For whom she would give her life many times over. She would take the commission, only needing how to transfer from her daughter's life to her own. So she's not going to believe that the Lord is her answer. And yet she comes to Game. couldn't go to when it came to meal time because I could not refuse him. And so I suppose you can have had something. Well, the time that I put him up during meal time because he was a little guy and was supposed to eat so much. But of course, there are pets on the table that wouldn't be for even crumbs. And this one was saying, "Lord, I'd like to meet her someday and love that.
Genuinely